sensing yourself back here in the lighthouse, in your space. Resettling the mind, heart, body. You might take a couple of nice deep breaths in, slow breaths out, just to invite the body to resettle here. Letting the body relax. So seeing what you can let go of. Any tension in the body. Maybe opening the hands a bit, letting the hands soften. Letting the belly just be naturally receiving the breath. Letting the shoulders drop. Maybe even letting the whole area of the face be soft. Eyes, forehead, cheeks, jaw. And each exhale, letting the body soften just a little more. And I'm going to invite you to begin imagining with each inhale that you're breathing right into the area of the heart. And see if your inhale can include a sense of metta, loving kindness, compassion for whatever's here in the heart. So the word allow might come to mind. Allow with kindness. Maybe even a sense of openness, opening the heart. With each inhale, opening the heart a little more. Which means just kindly being with, like a friend, whatever's here in the heart right now. So often, what keeps us from actually being able to live in the Brahmaviharas, or even to access our innate good hearts, is a sense of guilt or remorse for something that maybe happened in the past, maybe even something current that we just haven't yet been able to forgive ourselves for. And whenever we can begin to loosen or let go of this guilt and forgive ourselves, what happens is that we can begin to discover new space within us, a lighter and less burdened heart. And as we learn to forgive ourselves and to offer ourselves kindness and compassion, what happens is the more joy we'll experience in our lives, and the more joy we're going to have to offer to others, and therefore we'll experience more peace, and we'll have more peace to offer out to others. So it is not at all a selfish thing to forgive ourselves. It helps others as well. Your forgiveness helps me. Your forgiveness of yourself helps others. It's not selfish because we're all interconnected. So it's actually really important. So as you're ready, I'm going to invite you right now just to recall maybe something you feel guilty about or something you haven't let yourself off the hook for, haven't forgiven yourself for. What haven't you let yourself off the hook for? What are you still holding in the heart against yourself in some way? And as this arises in the mind or heart, you might even ask yourself or allow yourself to feel into how long you've carried this around with you. How long have you carried this guilt? Just consider. Maybe it's an ancient guilt that showed up today or is just around. You might consider how this guilt has affected you. And how does it feel in the mind, in the way you think about yourself? How does it affect the way you think about yourself? How does it live in the heart? Where does it live in the heart? And as always, if it's helpful, you can always place a hand on the heart to get more in touch with it. Really feel, what is it like to live with this in the heart? What does it feel like in the body? Really let it be seen and known. Don't try to change it. Just really sense. I want to see it. I want to feel and sense and experience how I've been holding this. I really want to see it. Feel it. Let it be known. And how has it affected your relationship with yourself? This inability to forgive yourself for this thing. How has it affected your relationship with other people? Maybe how has it affected how you show up for others? How has it affected the quality of joy in your life? Really consider. Really open up to it. Be honest with the heart. Let the heart speak. And I'd like to invite you now, just for a moment, to go through and imagine and remember your past, all the things you've gone through, how you were raised, maybe different difficult parts of the past. Or difficulty with things that have happened. Or maybe messages that you learned growing up. What were the messages? And I'd like you to just consider, what if someone else had been born into these same circumstances, same family and upbringing, experienced all the things that you've experienced? Maybe someone who had been brought up in the same culture, same cultural messages received. How would you expect them to react in certain situations? What might this person be believing if they had been brought up in these same circumstances, experienced everything you've experienced? How would you expect them to react in certain situations? And then you might really consider, would you blame them for their reactions or their behavior, given their conditioning? Remembering that our conditioning is not us. It's the clouds that cover over the brilliant sun of our being. It's conditioning. I'd like you to think again about that thing that you've been carrying around, some kind of guilt, something you haven't forgiven yourself for. And I'm going to invite you to consider if you can see beneath the action and discover what need of yours you may have been trying to fill. Can you see beneath the action? Discover what your need is, what your need was. What was your need? Really honor that. What was your need? What is your need? I'm going to invite you now to imagine yourself as a small child, your child self. And I want you to imagine this child self still carrying this guilt around, this felt sense of guilt as a child. And I'd like you to imagine or sense yourself in a place that feels really safe, some place that feels nurturing, maybe a field or a beach or room, a home, maybe a place in nature, maybe an imaginary place that feels safe. Really envision yourself and sense yourself here, still carrying this grief, still carrying it, but in this safe space. Really envision all the sights and smells, sounds of this safe space. And now I'd like to invite you to imagine or sense the kindest being you can imagine. So this can be an ideal mother, father figure, maybe a grandmother figure. Doesn't need to be your own relative, but it can if it feels safe. Maybe even someone who's deceased. Or it might just be a very kind being like the Buddha or Jesus, Kuan Yin, the Bodhisattva of compassion, Mother Mary. Might even be an animal. Kind being, the kindest being you can imagine. And with a silent prayer, just asking this being to be with you, to be present with you. Might even hear the words, please be with me. Please be with me. You may experience this being gazing at you with unconditional care and love. Or you might look into the eyes that regard you with understanding and complete acceptance, unconditional. Placing your attention on your heart and aware of your longing, experience this being as absolutely present and right here for you. I'm right here. Might even imagine this being's present as a radiant and boundless field of light. You might even feel held by this being. Let yourself feel held. Like get that sense of being held. Or visualize and feel that you're surrounded by this kind of warm luminosity, held in this being's unconditionally loving embrace. Seeing how fully you can surrender. Allow your entire body, heart, and mind to kind of merge into this loving awareness. This being recognizes and sees and completely acknowledges your innate good heart, as well as the pain that you've been carrying around. This being sees you. I see you. I see your good heart. You might imagine this being saying something like, it's okay. It's all right. I know you're hurting. I know you've been carrying so much pain around this. But it's time. It's enough. Please forgive yourself now. Please allow your heart to be free of this. Please allow yourself to be completely forgiven. And if you cannot forgive yourself now, may you please forgive yourself sometime in the future. Really allow yourself to sense this forgiveness, this wish for your forgiveness for yourself. really sink into the felt sense of this and really sense that the words are true, that you are forgiven. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. I know you're hurting. I know you've been carrying so much pain around this. It's okay, but it's time. It's enough. Please forgive yourself now. Please allow your heart to be free of this. Please allow yourself to feel completely forgiven. And if you cannot forgive yourself now, may you please forgive yourself sometime in the future. What would it feel like to be completely forgiven? Just imagine that. I'm forgiven. Sense what that might feel like in the body, mind, and heart, your whole being. And if opposite feelings arise, if there's maybe a sense of numbness or hardness in the heart, which is completely common, it's really okay. See if you can hold that with kindness. Just letting it be, allowing, letting the sense of numbness or hardness be okay instead of fighting against it. Investigate that. Let that be. It's okay. You might even just bring the heart, whatever's here in the heart, just great curiosity, kindness, acceptance, allowing. And hearing the words maybe again, it's okay. It's all right. I know you're hurting. I know you've been carrying this for so long, but it's time. It's enough. Please forgive yourself now. Please allow your heart to be free of this. Allow yourself to feel completely forgiven. And if you cannot forgive yourself now, may you forgive yourself sometime in the future. Staying with the heart. I'm going to invite you now to open your heart even further and imagine yourself surrounded by all the kindest beings that you can imagine. You might include friends, loved ones, maybe animals in your life or your pets, even celestial beings, Buddha, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, all of them offering you kindness, understanding, and forgiveness. They all see your good heart. Your good heart is seen. Sense that. And you might hear all these beings offering you the same forgiveness. Sensing this in the heart, we recognize that you've been carrying so much pain around this. And we understand it's okay. But it's time. It's enough. Please, may you forgive yourself. May you allow your heart to be free of this. May you allow yourself to be completely forgiven. And if you cannot forgive yourself now, may you please forgive yourself sometime in the future. Staying with it, staying with that felt sense of forgiveness, really seeing your own innate good heart. underneath all the clouds. Staying with that, I'm going to invite you now to see if you can offer the same forgiveness to yourself. Be your own kind, loving presence. Really embody karuna, compassion for yourself. You might hear in these words in your own heart, I recognize that I've been carrying so much pain in my heart around this. And I understand, but it's okay, it's time. Please, may I forgive myself. May I allow my heart to be free of this guilt. May I allow myself to be completely forgiven. And if I cannot forgive myself now, may I please forgive myself sometime in the future. Planting that seed of intention, may I please forgive myself. In the last few minutes, I want to invite you to imagine yourself completely forgiven for this thing you've been holding against yourself. What would it be like to just completely forgive yourself? Sense what it might feel like in the body, mind, and heart, your whole being. What would the heart feel like if you weren't carrying this? Imagine that. Just imagine it. Again, if opposite feelings arise, see if you can be with that with kindness. Investigate what beliefs are arising that might be keeping you stuck. That's always good to see. What is keeping me from forgiving myself? What is keeping me from forgiving myself? You might see thoughts arising. I recognize that I've been carrying so much pain in my heart. It's okay, but it's time. It's enough. Please, may I forgive myself. May I allow my heart to be free of this guilt. May I allow myself to be completely forgiven. And if I cannot forgive myself right now, that's okay too. It's okay. But may I please forgive myself sometime in the future. I'm going to invite you now, all of you, to just place a hand on the heart. See if you can offer kindness, understanding, forgiveness right here in the heart, right now, this moment. And connecting with your good heart, the sunlight of your being, really knowing that that is true. Seeing your good heart. And listening to these words from Donna Fals, who urges us, forgive yourself. Now is the only time you have to be whole. Now is the sole moment that exists to live in the light of your true self. Perfection is not a prerequisite for anything but pain. Perfection is not a prerequisite for anything but pain. Please, oh please, don't continue to believe in your disbelief. This is the day of your awakening.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.